Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Three Dads talking about anime. I am Chest, aka Chest. Who else is with me tonight?
I'm Cole.
And I'm Ben. Oh, another dinger.
Yeah, what's
with another? What do you mean?
What's up with the cans the past few months?
Yeah, it's like a marbles bopping around in there.
Guys, I have something so weird, not bizarre. Is it, you know how you encounter something weird, but it's not like super weird. It's not like you see a clown on the highway or something crazy weird. It's just like a what is that doing there sort of moment. I came in to record, and this is what is sitting on the table. It's just like this massive plastic bag of sugar packets. And I don't know where they're. It's like 2 pounds of like sugar packets.
Wow.
And, now they're leaking on me, of all things.
Oh, my.
But yeah, I'm pour like, some sugar on you.
Pour some sugar on me.
That's weird and bizarre.
It's weird. But it was just so like, what? Why, mom and dad? Because this is their camper. Why do you have 2 pounds of sugar packets? Now it's all in the seat. Gosh dang it. Come on. Classic rock, get out of my seat.
I don't even know who sings that song.
Death Leopard.
Blink 182.
I believe both of you.
What a callback, Ben. What a callback.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been so long.
Man, there wasn't even snow on the ground at that point.
I hope. Oh, the high heaven! I release this in like July. Oh man!
Ooh, boy,
so funny! Too funny! Oh, you know what? Guys, there's still sugar. What is this?
Oh, my word.
Why is there? I put my hands down. It's like grit everywhere. This is so annoying. I regret my decisions. This is throwing me off. What I was going to say is, gentlemen, we have a new show tonight. That's so fun.
Do we?
Do we? Do we do? Yes,
do
we do.
Do we?
So this one is a selection, a rare vintage that Kolbster has selected. So you know it's going to suck.
Yep. My track record says that. Oh,
that's the hope is the problem. We hope it does in some ways.
We hope it does.
But we don't know if it does. That's kind of our new game is the selection of Kolb. Although, you know, it's not quite fair to pin this on Kolb because Kolb always gives us a input. Like, we always are allowed input into his selection because mm-hmm. he'll send us 3 trailers.
That's true.
We watch them.
We
and
do.
Then we vote. This week he did choose it because me and Ben were no help. We had opposing lists.
Yeah.
That was phenomenal.
Yep.
If you took the average of your votes, it all equaled 0. And I was really upset about that.
Well, I mean, technically it equaled this show because you just split the difference.
Yeah, I had to look at it differently.
What was your ranking, Colt? Can you?
Yeah,
tell
you
us
never
that?
Told us.
Paranoia Agent, then the remake of Ryukishin, and then that's not what
no
it's called.
Way.
Rurouni Kenshin, and then this one was on the bottom.
We all 3 had different lists. That's hilarious.
And the one we're doing, it was your number three.
Yeah.
That's so
That's why
funny.
It's probably going to be decent.
Well, oh, Cole, man. What did you pick? Kind of.
Oh.
What did you kind of pick?
I don't know how to pronounce the first word. I'll go with chess. I'll go with chess pronunciation. Mashley?
Yeah.
Sure.
Whatever.
Magic and Muscles, which is a crazy title.
Mashley, it is a crazy title. It's a newer show. It's a fairly new show, actually. Just came out in last year. 2022, maybe?
So I think 2023.
Yeah.
Is it 23?
Yeah, I think so. Too.
There you go. 23. Yeah. Came out in 23. Short, not too long, 12 episodes. The best way to describe it, if you have no idea what the show's about, is it is a Harry Potter parody about a muscular non-wizard. That's
a muscular muggle.
A muscular muggle infiltrates Hogwarts and chaos ensues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the plot line, basically.
Yeah. There are a lot of crazy Harry Potter.
Oh, it's
blatant.
It's so like, on it's, purpose.
Okay, good.
It has to be. It's impossible. It's impossible for it not. I mean, even the name was like the names are like Mash and the mixed up maze, and it's like that's literally Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone language. Like the title and the boop boop boop. So
you know, some of the teachers too, I think, look resembled. Yeah.
There was a Dumbledore and there was a McGonagall and
yeah. They use wands. Come on, guys.
Right. Obvious.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, we could do that all day. There's no way that's not intentional. So we watched the first two episodes. And while I was anticipating a Harry Potter parody as I watched, it did deviate, obviously, with like the muggle. I'm not going to be able to avoid Harry Potter words. The muggle, like non-magic user infiltrating. That's a twist. Put on a plot twist. Because as the beginning of the show is progressing and they start talking about like, where's the scar? Which is, you know, another thing. I was like, what does that mean? So to have it explained like, oh, he can't use magic. It's like, oh, fascinating. This is interesting. It makes more sense now why he's being trained. But getting ahead of myself. So what's first impressions? Animation, style of, if I say style of animating, does that make sense? Like how anime it is maybe? Is that a better question? Yeah, first impressions.
Animation wise, I feel like I was getting a lot of One Punch Man vibes. Chess, how about you?
Yeah. Maybe a little bit rough cut One Punch Man style.
Yeah, I'm not saying as beautiful as season one One Punch Man, but the way way they animated and color schemed like fighting scenes compared to comedy scenes were very much similar to the way it's done in One Punch Man.
Yeah, and that probably could be intentional if they could are be. Imitating. One Punch Man has been around for a while, so okay. Bin Man, you got any first impressions?
Huh? You want to hear something funny? I mean, no. Really funny?
Yes.
Oh, then yes.
I have not seen One Punch Man, and I thought the hilarious. Same thing.
Really?
I thought the same thing. Yes, One Punch Man was the first thing I thought of.
Really?
After these first two episodes. Oh, 100% serious. Something about the look of the characters and the comedy. Yeah. So I don't know if it's just on like images I've seen of One Punch Man or maybe like something that a commercial. I don't know. But for some reason,
well,
that just popped in my head.
Watch it with Johnny at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Keep bringing up that wound.
Yeah. Yeah. I should just
watch. You want me to pour some sugar on it?
Yeah. Could you? What are these sugar packets doing here anyways?
They're all over my lap now. Dang it.
But that's funny, Chess. He's got the same haircut as Mob does, and that's the same author as One Punch Man. Maybe it is all connected here.
Maybe it's the same world.
Yeah.
That would be so weird. It's hilarious you bring up Mob, because as I was watching, one of my first impressions was it feels like they're going for some of the over-the-top, insane, weird humor as Mob Psycho 100, but it doesn't land for me as well. Did you get those vibes of, like, this is a very, like, bizarre humor in some, and not always, but in certain scenes, and it just is like...
You know, I don't know what you're referencing when you say over the top. What was over the top in these two episodes?
Maybe over the top is not the right word.
Because Mob Psycho is over the top.
And again, like, it felt like they were reaching for that. So the door, just the constant, like, slamming of the door.
Mm-hmm.
The cream puffs, like, magically appearing and different things. I don't know. It was just giving me Mob Psycho 100 reaches for comedy.
Sure.
That one, it was just me.
No, that's fine. I get it.
Can't add anything to that.
Oh,
you can't.
I mean, I can give you stuff, but not on your specific comments there.
It's okay.
I think our specific comics are done.
Yeah, they are. So the show develops a little bit. You meet Mash, and he's a non-magic user who has an insane physique because his almost non-magic user adopted dad, trained him that way. And pretty quickly on, this is what it was. He's deflecting magic with his fists, Kolb, and dribbling it around. There's your Mob Psycho one. I knew there was something. Yeah,
he
was dribbling like a soccer ball and receiving like a volleyball, a magic spell with his fists. And I was like, it didn't land for me. It was like that. The deflection, maybe. I could have accepted a deflection, but once it got to like the volleyball and the soccer dribbling of a spell, I was like, I think the comedy is removing me from the episode. It's not landing. It's making me step away from enjoying the episode, which is not what comedy is supposed to do.
Interesting.
So,
Ben, I'm sure you're in the same party there, but I'll let you talk about your opinion. I think all the way up until the juggling was funny.
For me,
I love that his physical strength and can deflect spells.
Yeah,
and even the volleyball bump, I'm like, that's fine, that's fine.
You kept it up to that,
and then he started juggling. I'm like, okay, that's going a little too far. And then he started dribbling, like a soccer. I'm like, they overplayed their hand. But I was fine with the deflection. I like overpowered characters in worlds that don't expect them.
It's fair. So I also like the deflection. So Ben, how is the comedy landing for you? Because the comedy is all over the place in this. Like it's not subtle.
Yeah. So when I watched the trailer, that was kind of a turnoff for me. Because I was like, it's probably going to have a lot of this in it. I will say though, so I'm trying to just in general, just be more open-minded, just in life, you know, just in life.
just in life.
And I knew early on in episode one, I was just like, okay, this is what I'm going to get. And this is a big part of the show. So lean into it and try to appreciate it. And I did find myself getting to laugh a little bit rather than being annoyed by the more attempts than maybe I'd like at humorous things.
Yeah.
I will say, so the parallel for me, that is one I need to try to avoid, is Black Clover. So our main character in Black Clover is almost the same as far, like, he doesn't have magic. He can deflect magic. There's a world where there's all these. So I'm like, oh goodness. And Black Clover, I think, is really good. And so I, you know, so I think this is going to be a show that I can enjoy, but I don't think this is going to be a show I love. Just because I think this is going to be a heavy part of, but I think I can enjoy it, and B, I think with having a little bit more of an open mind, I can laugh more than be annoyed. Be like, this is the way the comedy's going. So find the humor in it rather than just like, oh, great, this again. So
interestingly enough, in this show, this I have a question and I have a thought. My thought is, the show needs to decide what it wants to be. I think that will help me. Is it going to be a comedy, or is it going to be a high stakes show about a guy who could die if he doesn't succeed at this magic deal? So what do you feel about the general plot? The general plot is that he has to succeed at being like basically a valedictorian-esque person, like the main guy at a magic school, and he has no magic. And if he doesn't, he could die. Like, society will kill him because they don't want that bloodline. So, like, do you feel like that's that it's trying to figure out what it's going to be? You disagree? You're like, no, I think it's good. What do you think, Ben?
You know, Chest, thank you for the thought and the question. I have a question for your thought and question.
Oh, nice.
I haven't seen One Punch Man, mm-hmm. but I have to believe One Punch Man mixes humor and high stakes and probably does it well.
Kind of.
It does it really well. So well, in fact, that it's always comedic when your protagonist is on screen. But the world around him could be falling apart, like literally. And it's serious. Like, if he's away and your cyborg sidekick is getting destroyed by a villain, you're like, oh no, Genos might just die.
Yeah.
But then once your main protagonist gets on screen, you're like, everything's fine. Now it's funny again. It does balance that one perfectly.
Yeah. I think the difference is there's no stakes for our hero in One Punch Man.
Right.
Like, in this one, the hero is in trouble. He is hunted by society. And the wizards will kill him because they are super prejudiced against muggles, non-magic users. In One Punch Man, he's a bored superhero who has no challenges.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the show. It's like, he wants to find someone that puts up a fight more than one punch worth. That's the whole point of his life, is to not be bored. So you're just watching him crush people who are destroying like all of society and are world-class threats. And so that's how it balances that the threat and the comedy is, like Culp said, whenever he's on screen, you're like, ah, if something were to happen to him, I think it has to, it will be a threat, but it'll be a welcome one, because at this point you're waiting for it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Thank you. No further questions.
So I have a question for you. No, I'm just kidding. I know.
I'll answer your question though, Chess, your original one. Other than the like the euthanasia of kids that don't have magic.
Let's talk about that first of all.
Okay, well, yeah. Other than that super dark area of this world, I think it's mm-hmm. gonna be a comedy.
Yeah.
I think the fact that the main threat of episode one was that officer, and now he's kind of like a funny sidekick to the dad character in episode two.
Yeah.
That are probably gonna be following him his whole school career. That says to me, oh, this is going to be humorous. The stakes may get higher, but overall the show will definitely be a comedy.
So we're watching a comedy that is supposed to have enough stake that is like, you want him to succeed, but ultimately we're watching a comedy about a non-wizard in a wizard world.
Right. Seems, I think, fair the biggest, like the most serious that we got was, you know, his dad's soul was put in that doll. How is he going to save him? You know, it was just a test.
But then he sacrifices the dad falling over is like, it's just, that did make me laugh when he fainted. And so when he woke up with the dude. Yeah. Very funny.
Yeah. So that was a higher stake. Like, oh, his dad could die. But you're like, you know, what's going to happen? How is he going to get out of it? And it's going to be in a somewhat funny way, I think. So like, I feel like that's the stakes in quotes.
Right. How does he get out of this week's issue? So follow-up question, because it did a little bit for me. I'm willing to accept that this is a comedy, and like Ben, if I know what I'm getting, I can just accept it and just accept that I'll probably like it and not love it. That's fine. I'll probably laugh. I did laugh in these episodes. I'm not saying I didn't laugh. I know I'm being a little critical and harsh. I think it's just because we've tasted of some great shows, some top shelf quality. Yes. And it's like to watch one that's middling is like, well, you know, so you get a little more critical, which is good. It's a good thing. Defining your palate. So it takes me out of the world a little bit, though, the whole premise, because he's in the classroom. He's a non-magic user. He's in a magic class and he breaks the lock. And I'm just supposed to accept that every time he does something that is clearly not magic, they're all just going to be like, well, okay, you're fine. Like, so I don't know. I'm having trouble accepting that I'm going to accept how he gets out of things as a, like him catching that spear in his hand. Yeah, that was cool for me. I was like, okay, that's cool. But him just like, I snapped the lock, and the teacher being like, why are you here? I was like, yeah, exactly. Why are you here? Like, why have they not kicked you out already? Like, why did they pass you? So is it always just going to be favoritism from the headmaster and he's intrigued? Maybe he knows the whole time. I don't know. Maybe we'll find that out. Maybe he just knows and he's intrigued by how he'll do things. I don't know. But how is that for you guys? The whole premise of the show is that he survives, but he's at a school. So does it work for you, the premise?
I'll go first.
Oh, okay.
I think they did a decent job of explaining some of the things, like some of the entrance exam test stuff that he did, like when he was levitating that ball of stone where it was just like stuck on his thumb and people were like, oh, he's lifting up that ball. Like,
that was very funny.
Or he's walking on water, but he's actually just running super fast. That's all he's doing.
Yep. Yeah.
So I feel like he can get away with like coincidental things on the way. But I'm looking at it as if like this world is just a world of magic. So people have gotten really soft when it comes to physical things that someone who's extraordinary at physical things would be not only a novelty, but would be almost like a superhuman to them, where their rules just don't work. So I feel like that aspect will compensate for the lack of magic, obviously. And I think that's how he's going to get through, where people think that his, you know, ungodly strength is more magical than it is just training. So I think it does work. For me specifically, it does work, I think.
So point in your favor, that was hinted at when he's walking through the town to get his special edition cream puffs. He looks around the shops and he's like, why are all these people using magic for stuff they could just do with their hands? And he wasn't condescending. He's just kind of like, why are you doing this? And it's true. Like, you rely on technology, or in this case, magic. And you're like, why are they using magic to pass a glass from the counter where you're standing to the person a foot away from you? Like, just hand it to them. But they use magic because they use it for everything. So it's a good point.
It's a good point. I didn't really have any thoughts for that. You both took a drink at the same time. That was awesome.
coordinated. I texted.
Yeah, I don't have much. I don't think I have much opinion there.
Okay, that's fair.
So, thank you.
So again, like, I'm sorry, Mash. I'm being a little critical. I was thinking back to what you said, Colb, and I agree. the lifting of the thumb with the boulder, the running on the water. I love that. He snapped a pencil and used his tone of voice to intimidate a spell into being realigned. Did that sit well with you of like, oh, that's funny? Or is it like, because again, to me, that defies the laws of how that world should work. Like a spell is not an entity. So him just saying, stop moving, and then snapping a pencil, and then being the spell being scared of him and aligning on the page is like, it's a comedic thing. It's a comedic thing. But it's like, that's clearly not how magic would have worked.
But that's where I'm sticking. Like, he's different from what this world is used to. So him threatening even magic itself does not know how to handle him.
Nice.
Him just threatening a piece of paper with a spell on it, it falls into place like, oh no, like this guy, okay. I don't know how to handle this. I'm just going to do what he says.
Okay.
So I feel like that falls in line with what I was saying earlier.
Okay. Interesting. Well, Cole, I will say your camp sounds way more fun. So I'm probably going to end up in your camp. I would rather not be cynical the whole time. I'd rather just enjoy watching what I'm watching. But I enjoy your explanations. Hmm. So
I'm just trying to build it up, because I don't want to be like 0-6 on my choices. So
you want this to make it at least into like yeah, the 40s on our list.
I need to get on base at once.
It's good. So he goes to the exam, and like you said, the dad and this magic officer, he's now backing him, and he's kind of threatened him / like, I'm going to ride your coattails if this works out. And they have their humor, and he takes the test and he passes most of the tests, but there's a really annoying professorish person that's like trying to foil him. And I think we're beginning to see a team form in this second episode, because you get a roommate and you get a antagonist turned friend, because she really wasn't bad. She was just threatened. There's a extorted.
Confused.
Yeah. But he saves her. And then I knew he was going to smash his way through the maze, and it still made me laugh.
Ben Urchest, did you get My Hero vibes with that save?
When he shows back up?
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, but you saying it right away. Like, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
I
agree with
that. I didn't think about My Hero when I watched it, but
I did. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's just like, you know, Midoriya saving.
Yes.
Uraraka.
Uraraka. Yeah. From a sphinx, nonetheless.
Ah, yes. In a maze.
In a maze.
Yes.
Okay.
In a magical world.
Oh, bonus. Sorry. Well, that's true, actually. Bonus points here. Do you remember, and do you know the correct answer to the riddle the sphinx gave? I didn't tell you I was going to ask this, but
isn't it like a person, they lay down and they walk on the day and then they sit on a stool at night or something?
So the riddle is, what in the morning has four legs, during the day has two, and in the evening has three? That's the riddle he gives.
Yeah. I always thought it was a person. It was just a regular worker or whatever. He's laying down in his bed. That's four legs. He's on two legs when he's doing his daily routine. And then when he's at evening, he's sitting at the table. He's on a stool with three legs. Is that not it?
Ben?
I don't remember.
You don't know? Mm-mm. It's a fun one. So I was just curious if y'all knew. It is in the beginning, when they're born, they're on their four legs as babies, a human. As they go throughout life, they're on two, and then an old man and his cane is three.
Oh,
yep. That's right.
Cold beer basically had it.
Yep, it's exactly the same, except for all of it, but the person part. When you said person, I thought you were going to launch into it. I was like, oh, he's...
Mine was condensed to a one day. Yours was condensed to the whole lifetime, which yours is probably right.
I think it is. I can't remember what movie that riddle is in. It's in some media thing. And it some form of media that I've consumed.
Ah, so yes.
Take your pick over 31 years.
One of those.
One of those.
Yeah.
Maybe Gotham.
I think it was Dune.
Dune. Yep. That tracks. Frank Herbert probably wrote it in, and then they put it in the script right about the time that the sandworm tries to eat the plane. I remember that.
I knew you would have seen or read that book.
Both and amazing movie. Wow. You need to watch it if you haven't seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
What I think it's amazing if I hadn't read the book. Read the book?
Yeah. Probably more so.
It's more confusing as all get out.
I'm more hesitant to recommend the book. It's old sci-fi. So like if you like sci-fi, it's great. Reading the book, that is. It's old sci-fi, and old sci-fi is it's not very action oriented. So it's very political and like machinations of the court sort of thing. You know, like all these entities trying to maneuver past each other. It's amazing writing, but it is, you know, older science fiction. So you gotta enjoy that. The movie though, very good. Beautiful, amazing sound, phenomenal.
Quite the cast.
You won't even know you've watched quite the cast. You won't even realize you've been sitting there for 4.5 hours.
Oh, yes.
I will say it is a theater movie in my opinion. Like the sound that you get and like the view. Oh, it's just gorgeous. Yep. Like I mean, you jest, but yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I jest? Jest?
Maybe you don't.
Nice.
Yep.
I haven't done that one in a while.
I'm super, super excited for part two. So
part deux.
Part deux.
Dune part deux.
I hope there's somebody at the theater announcing. Ever is this way for Dune part deux. Now we're just thinking of Steve Martin.
Yes. That's what I was thinking of.
I would like to buy a damn burger.
I was thinking of Hot Shots.
Ooh. Yes.
Well done.
Two great references. Two great movies. Three great movies for including. Four great movies for including part deux of both of those movies.
So funny. Well, back to MASH. Or Mashley. Yes. I still don't know how to pronounce that. We've talked about it many times off air. Cole mentioned it on air. I'm just going to say MASH. We actually call it Magic and Muscles. That's probably what I will keep calling it. But So Magic and Muscles as a show.
Magic and Muscles.
Here's the question. How do you think season one is going to end? I'm curious. Because obviously, I'm going to lay out some context for us to just get over. Obviously, we're going to get some form of a team. You see it in the intro. You know it's coming. The outro is very team-oriented. It's got this like pop song thing, and all the little characters are singing it. So what do you think is going to be the cliffhanger at the end of season one?
Probably the reveal to someone in the higher-ups that he doesn't have magic.
Ooh. Cold that he's with some thought going well, into
gotta
this?
Be something. I think this first half, or I don't know if it's first half of a season or just a full season. It's got to be it's going to be mostly lighthearted friendship building, having fun in magic class with a non-magic user. Maybe some fights here and there with some, you know, other students or evildoers trying to invade the school or something. But I think if they're going to get a serious cliffhanger, I think it's going to be that. Oh, no. Is he going to get expelled because he doesn't have magic?
Oh, it just came out in April of 23. Wow.
Ooh, that's new.
That's hot very new. Yeah, seriously. Let's see. What am I looking for?
Practically watching it live.
Wow. A voice from IMDb. This is the funniest anime I've ever watched. Mashley is not only funny, but delivers on the action and the story too. Maybe they've never watched another anime.
It's possible.
Yeah, it's very possible.
Will there be a season two? Yes. a second season is what they're calling it, has already been confirmed. So I won't read any more of that. They're calling it a season, so I would assume it's not part two, season one, like Spy Family. Right. Spy X Family. But
did you just say Spy Family? Goodness gracious.
I did. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Issa was playing with her little paper fan that has Anya's face on it, and I was thinking about that tonight. I was like, it's technically, I don't know why, my brain, it's technically Spy Family, but I'm never going to call it that. And then I look what I do. Vomit that all over the mic. Blah. Give you the correct name. Stupid.
Man.
So frustrating.
So jolly. I think it's going to be funny. I'm enjoying the comedy too.
Enjoy it?
Yeah. I just love the, our main character is a fish out of water. So like when he walks into the school to do his, you know, his testing, and the professor's like, "Ooh, let me show you something." And he lifts up all the chairs and everyone's like, "Oh, wow." And it just goes to his face and he's like, those chairs could have just been here already.
Yeah, like, we could have just started in a room.
Yeah, we could have just, right. That kind of stuff is funny to me. I just think they might go too far in some of the jokes. We already explained the one.
Yeah.
The reflection of the power.
I've laughed a lot. I'm with you, Colb.
The other one was the door at first. I thought it was funny that he's so strong that he just pulls the door off.
Right.
And then he's like, "I forgot if I have to push or pull." And his dad's like, "How did you forget?" I was like, that is funny right there. End it there.
Yeah.
But then he tries to put it
back
on. You've
lived here how many years? Yeah.
But him trying to put it back on was annoying.
Already done it at school too.
Well, that's fine. Like That's fine.
It's going to be a thing. So
that makes it funny. Yeah. But if he just keeps trying to put it back on, I'm like, is he dumb too? Is he strong and dumb?
Yeah.
That's what I don't get.
I'm hoping he's naive, not dumb.
Naive is fine, but
right.
Not being able to put the right shape in, you know, that's what toddlers do. Right.
Yeah.
So I hope they don't go too far with that kind of stuff, because I think the beginning of those jokes are really funny.
Right.
That's true. That's good.
That's good.
Ben, you can be honest.
Yeah.
What do you, are you worried?
No. Just because, after I watched the trailer and the beginning of episode one, I'm like, okay, Ben. Okay. This is not your favorite thing. I'm not an anime comedy guy.
Yeah.
So I decided, and I'm going to decide every time we have our pair of episodes we're watching, like, that I'm going into this optimistically and with a positive attitude, and there to enjoy that part of the show, not looking for it to be what I love in other shows, because this show is not going to deliver if that's my expectation of it. So I think I can enjoy this. I think I can. I think I know. I believe I can. I know I can. I should. I have to. I'm going.
Well, that is something you do not see on the internet every day, folks. Someone attempting to do something out of their comfort zone just to improve themselves. Look at that,
man. So brave.
Yeah, real inspiration to us all. Well, I don't want to wind us down early, but if I don't want to just also string it along, is there any genuine thoughts you guys have about, are you just kind of like, ready to jump into episodes 3 and 4 and see where this ride takes us?
Not a lot of strong feelings from me.
Same.
I mean, nothing that I hated, nothing that I loved a whole bunch. I feel like I'm going to enjoy it though, which may be not so great for the podcast.
No, I think it'll be good.
I think it will be. I think this is going to be a good one.
Okay.
I think it will be a good podcast show. I do think that will be true.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good podcast show. I do.
It'll be good for the podcast.
Oh, man. Right after this, we should watch the next two episodes.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Yeah, why not?
Actually, we're going to hang up. We're gonna hang up right now. We're gonna watch episodes.
Click. Three.
Man, you just are. You know what you're really good at, Ben? Callbacks. Callbacks to other episodes. It's like your memory is just a steel trap.
And it's been a minute.
Months.
Yeah.
Literal months since those moments. It blows me away every time. I mean, even the fact that me and Cole remember so vividly such a specific detail of what you're referencing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm more impressed by you guys. How quickly you're remembering the moment I'm sharing.
Yeah. Hats off to us all. Hat trick off to us all, really.
Man, you get 100.
Wow. That's great. The best.
Good. I mean, there was no doubt in my mind. Yep.
Man.
That's good. Well, if there's nothing else, hey, let's turn off the cameras and turn on the TV screens.
Hey.
Well, either way, whether you are in for the ride because you love comedy or you are like, I am in for the ride because I don't have anything else to listen to, or if you're maybe you just enjoy hearing us talk about random anime stuff. Hopefully one of those is true. And hopefully you'll be back next week for more Three Dads talking about anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1? You get 3 dads talking about anime. What do you get when 3 guys love anime? You get 3 dads talking about anime. What do you get when those 3 guys love
guys having, start having, and having kids, children, dads, and so
become fathers, and
each have kids separately? Went on the each didn't play separate house. Ways.
What happens?
So
you get 3 dads talking about anime.
Three dads talking about anime.